Radio Moments.
We've become quite used to long, drawn-out on-air farewells, but some are still understated. This week last year, Eddie Mair indicated an unusual farewell from his current affairs programme PM on Radio 4.
On Monday, after an archive recording of Morecambe and Wise was discovered after more than 50 years, we played a small selection of their best bits and ended the programme with Bring Me Sunshine. Well, many listeners told us how much they enjoyed it, including Greg, who wrote in, I think he's a country and western fan. Greg advised we listen to the version of the song recorded by Willie Nelson. All right then.
Bring me sunshine in your smile.
Eddie Mair quietly leaving Radio 4 to join LBC this week last year. And that same week in 2018, another farewell.
Now it's time for the final time, the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Nick Grimshaw.
Radio 1. Oh, morning, everybody. Here we are then, Thursday morning, the 9th of August. And it is Grimmy with you on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show for one final time. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody who works here at Radio 1, everyone who's worked on the show. Thanks to all the DJs. It is so fun coming here. And like I was saying before to Sarah, like, I wanted to do it since I was little. And it's been even better than I thought it would be. So thank you, everybody who's made it so, so good. Thank you to everyone who's listened and everyone who's sort of, you know, contributed bits of their lives and mad stories from their lives. And they've made these 6 years as much as we have here at Radio 1. So thank you, everybody who's texted in and told us, like, mad stories about what you've done to your exes or what you left for your nan in the toilet, like, all that nonsense.
Nick Grimshaw with his final Radio 1 breakfast show this week last year. Talking of Radio 1 breakfast shows, it's 19 years this week since Sarah Cox was reprimanded after suggesting the Queen Mother smelt of wee. Sadly, I don't have the audio of that, but if you do, I'd love it. Atlantic 252 was to disrupt UK radio. Its test transmissions began 30 years ago this week, broadcasting from Ireland to the UK. At the start, it was originally a joint venture between RTE and the then Radio Luxembourg.
This is Atlantic 252 with test transmissions in preparation for regular broadcasts to begin soon on this frequency from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. every day. Stay tuned to 252 on the long wave band for news of our official start update. This is Atlantic 252 testing new transmitters for a new radio station coming soon.
Back then, of course, commercial radio here was more talk-intensive. There was no national commercial radio, and it was before DAB too, so the station was broadcast on long wave, and reception wasn't always easy.
This is Atlantic 252. To improve your reception of our signal on the long wave band, you could simply try lifting your radio set and turning it around a little bit to either the left or the right. Regular broadcasts of Atlantic 252 will begin soon.
The test transmissions for Atlantic 252 from this week 30 years ago. By August 1994, the station was attracting over 4 million listeners in the UK. Stuart Henry was a familiar radio name for a generation. He'd been on the Pirate Radio Scotland, he spent many years with Radio Luxembourg, and also he was on air in the very early days of Radio 1. Stuart lived with MS for many of his later years on air. But this week in 1986, he was back briefly at Radio 1, some 5 years after his diagnosis had been made public.
How amazing. He goes off to compete in the Commonwealth Games, leaving me in charge. A very good afternoon to you, my friends. My name is Stuart Henry, and it is truly incredible to find myself back in my old radio station, Radio 1, because I never thought they'd ever let me through the door again. But Jim has fixed it. So, let's get organised. I left the Beeb originally in 1975, so I thought it might be a good idea to concentrate on the following year, 1976, which gives me an opportunity of playing some of the great sounds that I didn't get spinning first time around on Radio 1. So let's go with Mr. Elton John and the only number one a man ever enjoyed. He was with Kiki D at the time.
Stuart Henry, back on air at Radio 1 this week in 1986. He died in 1995. Talking of comebacks, Noel Edmonds returned to the BBC this week in 2003, filling in for Johnny Walker.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Drive Time. I'm Noel Edmonds, and I'm really delighted to be here. But I'm extremely unhappy about the circumstances, obviously. I wish Johnny well with a really speedy and successful conclusion to his treatment. He'll be back in October, so you've got me for 8 weeks through August and September. Please be gentle. I've not done anything like this for a while. In fact, it's 25 years since I last hosted a daily radio show. Quarter of a century. No, I think 25 years sounds better. I was only six at the time.
Noel Edmonds on Radio 2 this week, 16 years ago. Some anniversaries are too good to miss. 1991 and a memorable test match special.
I tried to do the splits over it and unfortunately the inner part of his thigh must have just removed the bail.
Just didn't quite get his leg over.
Anyhow, he did very well indeed, batting 131 minutes and hit three fours. And then we had Lewis playing extremely well for his 47 not out. Angus, do stop it. And he was joined by De Freitas, who was in for 40 minutes, a useful little partnership there. Lawrence, always entertaining, batting for 35 minutes, hit a four over the wicketkeepers. Angus, for goodness sake, stop it.
Yes, Lawrence, who had Lawrence play extremely well.
He hit a four over the wicketkeeper's head, and he was out for now. Tuffle came.
Test match special from this week, 28 years ago, with Brian Johnson and Jonathan Agnew. 1980 now, and the first show on Capital Radio from Richard Allinson.
I did the UK Top 30.
The Capital Countdown.
It was recorded because they were rebuilding some studios, and I'm going to name him. The producer was a guy called Jeremy Lloyd, who went on to run Carlton. It was not a happy experience because I was being driven, because the only recording studio that was available was that one. And the first time the guy started the number 30 song too soon, so I crashed the vocal. So sorry, we'll do that again. So we did it again. And the producer didn't edit out the first take. So I'm sitting at home with my mates and we hear this go out and I thought, that's wrong. And then 20 seconds later it stopped and the whole show started again. Which of course was embarrassing in itself. But then 2 hours later, when it got to the countdown at number one, and we had to go into IRN News on the hour, we had to chase the number one.
Richard Allinson reflecting on his first show proper this week, 39 years ago, Hot Foot from University Radio. So with the final David Jacobs show on Radio 2 6 years ago, after being on air since the mid-1940s.
I'll be here at the same time next week, so until then, or whenever.
Dale Winton's debut on commercial radio 42 years ago.
Enter the second hour of the Dale Winton Show this Tuesday afternoon with The Motors, and that's called Airport.
It's DLT resigning from Radio 1 publicly 26 years ago.
Am I sorry I left? No. Am I sorry I did it on air? No, not at all.
And some Midlands commercial radio stations causing competition concerns this week, 11 years ago. What goes around comes around. Those are this week's Radio Moments.